Title: DJ Style High Pass Automation for Transitions Intermediate. Alright, today we're doing one of the most reliable drum and bass transition moves ever, DJ Style High Pass Automation. The idea is simple but powerful. You strip the low end out of the section right before the drop, build tension, and then you bring the weight back instantly, so the drop feels like the floor just returned. This is not just EQ for fun. Think of it like energy management. You're controlling where the listener's attention goes over the last 8 to 16 bars, so that the drop feels bigger without you necessarily making it louder. By the end of this lesson, you'll have a reusable transition setup in Ableton, a clean high-pass sweep, controlled resonance, a proper reset on the drop, and optional spice like reverb throws and a noise riser. First, let's choose the right place to do this automation, because this is where a lot of people accidentally make their drops feel smaller. In drum and bass, the sub is sacred. So most of the time, you do not want to high-pass the entire master. If you filter the master, you're literally filtering your sub. And then when the drop comes back, it can feel like it never fully returned, or it returns but the whole track feels like it changed, not like it hit. Instead, the most common production approach is to sweep the drums and music groups while keeping the sub on its own track, untouched. So do this in Ableton. Group your drum tracks and name the group drums. Group your musical elements like bass mids, synths, atmospheres, and name that group music. Then keep your sub track separate or in its own group. The point is, the high pass sweep is for the part of the mix that can thin out, not the foundation. Now, quick 5 choice before we build it. If you want a more modern rolling feel, you often keep the sub steady while everything else thins out. That's the room is lifting but the engine is still running feeling. If you want a more old school dramatic moment, you can intentionally mute the sub for the last half bar or bar, then bring it back on the drop. Both are valid. Just decide on purpose. Next, we build the device chain. We are basically recreating a DJ mixer filter, but with production control. On your drums group, drop an auto filter. Set it to high pass mode. Set the slope to 24 dB per octave. That gives you a clean DJ style cut that actually removes weight instead of just suggesting it. Set the frequency so it starts low, around 30 to 60 Hz, somewhere in there. Then we'll end the sweep much higher than people expect, often 250 to 600 Hz, depending on how thin air you want it to get. Now, set the resonance, also called Q, somewhere around 0.7 to 1.2. You want a bit of bite and excitement, but you do not want a whistling, honking tone that starts stabbing out of the mix. Dense DNB arrangements are not forgiving with resonance spikes. Right after auto filter, add utility. This is your gain compensation, because when you high pass and add resonance, perceived loudness can jump around. The danger is you think the build is getting exciting, but you're actually just getting louder. Then the drop doesn't feel big, because you already spent the impact in the build. Optional, but very drum and bass. After the filter, add a saturator. Keep it subtle, 1 to 3 dB of drive, soft clip on. This can keep energy and pressure in the mids as the low end disappears, so the transition doesn't feel like it collapses. And here's a workflow move that'll save you later. Put auto filter and utility into an audio effect rack. Map the auto filter frequency to a macro and set the macro range. For example, minimum 50 Hz, maximum 450 Hz. That way, if you edit automation later, you physically cannot oversweep into that weird vacuum cleaner zone by accident. Now let's set the transition length. In DNB, 8 bar builds are the classic quick functional option. 16 bars is more cinematic, more atmospheric, more let's set it up. Go into arrangement view and find the last 8 bars before your drop. Drop 2 locators, one called build start and one called drop. This keeps you honest with phrasing, and phrasing is everything in dance music. Now the main move, automate the high pass frequency. Hit it to show automation. Choose auto filter frequency on the drums group. Here's a reliable 8 bar curve that feels like a DJ hand, not a robot line. Over bars 1 through 6 of the build, rise gradually from about 50 Hz up to around 180 Hz. Then bar 7 goes faster, take it from 180 up to about 300. Then in the last half bar, push it harder if you want the classic thin moment right before the slam, 300 up to anywhere from 450 to 600. When you draw this, avoid a perfectly straight ramp. A slightly accelerating curve feels more natural and creates better tension. In Ableton, you can shape automation curves by bending the line. So do that. It should feel like someone is riding a filter and getting more intense toward the end. Now, resonance automation. This is where you can add excitement without having to push the cutoff insanely high. automate resonance so it starts lower, like 0.8, and then it creeps up toward the end, maybe 1.2 in the last bar. Then, and this is crucial, snap it back down right at the drop. That reset is the whole payoff. If the filter doesn't reset instantly, the drop hits and it still sounds filtered, and the listener doesn't get that floor returns moment. So at the exact drop point, set auto filter frequency back down to your starting zone, like 50 to 70 Hz, and set resonance back down to your baseline. And I want you to be picky about where the drop point actually is. Indeed NB, sometimes there's a pickup or a fill and the first kick isn't right on bar 1 beat 1. Reset the filter exactly where you want the impact moment to be. Phrase accurate resets are a huge difference between good and feels like a record. Now let's talk about making the drop hit even harder, without actually making it louder. A clean option is just the hard reset. That's enough most of the time. But if you want that extra DJ drama, do a micro gap. In the last eighth note or quarter note before the drop, automate utility gain down quickly, like a fast dip. It can be all the way down for a split second, or just a quick drop to minus 6 dB, then instantly back at the drop. It mimics the DJ cutting the channel for a heartbeat. Another psychoacoustic trick that works ridiculously well, in the final moment before the drop, automate the drums and music combined down by maybe half a dB to 1.5 dB, then snap back at the drop. Your ears read that as the drop being bigger, even if your meters barely change. Now we add the classic space filler, reverb and delay throws. These are especially useful because when you remove low end, the mix can feel empty unless you give the ear something to ride. Create a return track with a reverb. Hybrid reverb or the stock reverb is fine. Set decay around 2 to 4.5 seconds, pre-delay around 10 to 25 milliseconds. Most important, high pass inside the reverb if possible, around 200 to 400 Hz, so the reverb doesn't add low mid mud. Optional second return. A delay like echo, quarter note or dotted eighth is a safe DNB choice. Filter the delay to high pass it somewhere like 200 to 500 Hz. Then, in the last 1 to 2 bars, automate the send on something like a snare hit, a vocal stab, or an impact. Don't just leave the send up constantly. Make it a throw, one or two hits that bloom and carry you into the drop. Next, add a noise riser that follows the sweep. This is one of the most effective. It sounds like a real build layers. Create a track called Noise Riser. Use operator with white noise or a noise sample. Put an auto filter on it, high pass 24 dB slope. Automate its frequency sweep from around 200 Hz up to 8 to 12 kHz over the build. It's like the air is opening up as the mix loses weight. Keep it sub-safe. Put a steep high pass on the noise, even 500 Hz to 1K, so it never masks your drop fundamental. And if the noise is too fizzy, you can gently shelf down above 12K. If you want it extra clean, lightly sidechain the noise to the kick. Not aggressive pumping, just enough that the first kick of the drop feels unchallenged. Now, quick coach note, as you remove low end, the ear focuses more on upper mids and highs. So if your hats and snares are already bright, the build can start to feel harsh right when you want it to feel exciting. Here's a simple fix. On the drums group, add an EQ8 after the filter chain and automate a tiny dip around 6 to 10K in just the last two bars. Minus 1 to minus 3 dB is plenty. Then release it on the drop. That way the build feels intense, not painful. Another safety move, resonance can spike unpredictably depending on the content. If you like aggressive resonance, put a gentle catcher after the filter, like a glue compressor doing only 1 or 2 dB of gain reduction max, or a limiter that only catches occasional peaks. This isn't mastering, it's just preventing one squeal from ruining your headroom. Now do the sanity checks. First, confirm your SUB track is clean and consistent. If you kept it steady, it should feel like the spine of the track through the build. If you muted it intentionally, make sure that mute is tight and intentional, not sloppy. Second, check that your build didn't accidentally get louder. If it did, use utility to compensate. Third, the biggest one, does the drop actually feel bigger, not just different? A great test is to turn your monitoring down. At low volume, good transitions still read. Bad ones fall apart because they were relying on loudness tricks. If you want to get nerdy for a second, throw Spectrum on the master while you audition the transition. You should see the low end reduce during the sweep and then return cleanly on the drop. Common mistakes to avoid as you practice: filtering the entire master and killing your sub-impact. Too much resonance, which turns into honk or whistle. Forgetting to reset the automation at the drop. Ending the sweep too low, like 120 or 150 Hz, which often isn't thin enough to create real tension, and skipping gain compensation, which makes you chase excitement with loudness instead of contrast. Now, two quick advanced variations you can try once the basic version is working. 1. The two-stage sweep, bars 1 through 6, do your normal auto-filter move. Then in the last bar, instead of pushing the cutoff crazy high, keep it moderate and add an EQA type pass at 48 dB per octave that ramps only in the final bar. That makes the ending feel surgical, not like the entire track is being sucked through a tube. 2. Rhythmic hand moves. In the last bar, add tiny little cutoff wobbles, like eighth note gestures. Keep it subtle, like 10 to 30 Hz movements at that point. It reads like performance, not editing. Alright, mini practice assignment to lock this in. At 174 BPM, build a clean 8-bar transition into your drop. Auto-filter high pass 24 dB on the drums group. Automate frequency. Start around 55 Hz, reach 180 by bar 6, 300 by bar 7, and 500 in the last half bar. Automate resonance from 0.8 up to 1.2. Utility after the filter. If the build gets harsh or louder, pull down 1 to 2 dB near the end. Add one reverb throw on the last snare hit before the drop. And at the drop, reset everything instantly. When you listen back, ask one question. Does the drop feel heavier than the build at the same perceived loudness? If not, your sweep might be too gentle, your reset might be late, or you might be filtering the wrong bus. Once you've got it, save your rock as DJ HP transition so you can drag and drop it into any project and move fast. And if you want to take it further, make three versions into the same drop. One clean club mix, one wide and airy, and one aggressive performance style. Bounce them and choose the best. That's how you build taste and consistency, not just a one-off trick.